Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of the podcast called The Dictionary. Ooh, my cats are playing. I wonder if they're going to start running around. Okay, the first word is bethink, B-E-T-H-I-N-K. It is a verb from before the 12th century. 1A, synonyms are remember and recall. 1B, to cause oneself to be reminded. Number 2, to cause oneself to consider. Those were all transitive. Now we have the word betide. It is a verb from the 12th century. To happen, especially as if by fate. And that was intransitive. Now we have transitive. To happen to. Synonym is befall. Used chiefly in the phrase woe betide. As in, woe betide our enemies. Now we have betimes. It is an adverb from the 13th century. 1. In good time. Synonym is early. Number 2 is archaic. In a short time. Synonym is speedily. Number 3. At times. Synonym is occasionally. Now we have betis. It is spelled B-E-T-I-S-E. And there is a little carrot accent on the first E. It is a noun from 1798. Let's see. Number 1, an act of foolishness or stupidity. Wow, this word describes me very well. Number 2, lack of good sense. Synonym is stupidity. This is French from bête, which means idiot or fool, or it literally means beast. Next we have betoken. It is a verb, transitive verb, from the 15th century. 1, to typify beforehand. Synonym is presage. I think that's how it's pronounced, maybe. P-R-E-S-A-G-E. Number 2, to give evidence of. Synonym is show. Next is betray. It is a verb from the 13th century. We are starting with transitive. 1, to lead astray, especially the synonym seduce. Number 2, to deliver to an enemy by treachery. Number 3, to fail or desert, especially in time of need, as in betrayed his family. 4a, to reveal unintentionally, as in betray one's true feelings. 4b, synonyms are show and indicate. 4c, to disclose in violation of confidence, as in betray a secret. Now we have the intransitive definition. There's just one, to prove false. And then at the end we have the synonym as reveal. Betrayal is a noun, and betrayer is also a noun. And let's see, this is from Middle English, from be plus trahen, which means to betray, from Anglo-French trahir, which is from the Latin verb tradere, and there's more at the word traitor. Now we have the word betroth. It is a transitive verb from the 14th century. 1, to promise to marry. Number 2, to give in marriage. So this is from Middle English, B plus trouth, T-R-O-U-T-H-E, which means truth or troth. I don't know what troth is, but it's probably similar to truth. Now we have betrothal. It is a noun from 1831. 1, the act of betrothing or fact of being betrothed. Number 2, a mutual promise or contract for a future marriage. Now we have the word betrothed with an ed at the end. It is a noun from 1588. The person to whom one is betrothed. I betroth you to be my betrothed in our betrothal. Now we have the word betta, B-E-T-T-A. It is a noun from 1927. Any of a genus of small, brilliantly colored, long-finned, freshwater, bony fishes of southeastern Asia, especially the synonym Siamese fighting fish. That must be an old name, because I can't imagine there would be something called the Siamese fighting fish anymore. This is from New Latin, probably from the Java word wader, W-A-D-E-R, which is a freshwater fish. And the genus is Betta of the family Anabantidae. I am feeling a little low energy, but I'm also feeling like these words aren't terribly fascinating, and sorry if some of these episodes are not quite as interesting as other episodes. But that is what you get. Okay, now we have the word better, B-E-T-T-E-R. It is the first form, and we are going to read two of them in this episode. So this is the last word of this episode. It is an adjective. It says comparative of the word good, and it is from before the 12th century. One, greater than half, as in, for the better part of an hour. Number two, improved in health or mental attitude, as in, feeling better. Number three, more attractive, favorable, or commendable, as in better circumstances. Number four, more advantageous or effective, as in, a better solution. Number five, improved in accuracy or performance, as in, building a better engine. This is from Middle English, betra, from Old English, betera, akin to the Old English, bot, which means remedy, from the Sanskrit, badra, which means fortunate. Wasn't that interesting? Now we have the second form of better. This will be the last one that we do. It is a verb, a transitive verb from before the 12th century. One, to make better, as 1a, to make more tolerable or acceptable, as in, trying to better the lot of slum dwellers. Trying to better the lot of slum dwellers. That seems like it should be a quote, but it doesn't say. 1b, to make more complete or perfect, as in, looked forward to bettering her acquaintance with the new neighbors. Nobody is talking to anybody's neighbors these days. Number two, to surpass in excellence. Synonym is excel. Oh, and here we have an intransitive definition. It is to become better. Synonym is the word improve. Well, I am going to pick this French word, bêtise. I think maybe I said bêtise before, but the emphasis is on the second syllable, bêtise. Because that one describes me very well, foolishness and stupidity, and yep, sounds right. That is going to be it for this episode. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.